Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
Police arrived. They found the telephone and electricity lines here described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religion.
Morning.
Cup of murder.
The murder of Gianni Versace on July 15, 1997 is one of those crimes that everyone knows about. It was brutal, unexpected, and extremely sad. But what about the crime serial killer Andrew Cunanan committed before his final murder shot him into fame? So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Andrew Cunanan was born in 1969 to a father obsessed with the American dream. He was enrolled in a prestigious school in San Diego, where he was remembered for being bright, extremely talkative, and a prolific liar. He was known for telling fantastic tales and was adept in changing his appearance according to what he felt was the most attractive or would give him the most advantage. In 1988, his father deserted his family and moved to the Philippines to evade arrest for embezzlement and left the family penniless. As a result, Andrew would befriend and start relationships with older men who could give him money and, according to some reports, dabbled in sex work. After dropping out 2 years into college, he became a fixture in the nightlife of the Castro District. At the time, he was using multiple aliases, all of which depended on whatever scenario he was in. He was also dealing drugs to help support himself. In 1990, while being honored for his costuming done for the opera, Gianni Versace was in San Francisco. It is believed that this is when Andrew and Versace met for the first time, though Versace's family denies the two ever met. In 1996, having broken up with a man who was financially supporting him, Andrew began maxing out his credit cards and became desperate for money. He would do anything to keep up the appearance that he was living a lavish and successful life. In 1997, he told friends he was going to Minneapolis to visit a friend and former U.S. Navy officer, Jeffrey Trail, and a mutual friend and former lover, David Madsen. Both had distanced themselves from Andrew, and they all had a falling out during the visit. On April 27, 1997, Andrew Cunanan started his serial killings with the murder of Jeffrey Trail. The two argued, and Andrew beat Jeffrey to death with a hammer and left his body rolled in the rug in David Madsen's loft. David would become his second victim. His body was found on the shore of Rush Lake in Minnesota on May 3rd with a gunshot to the head and the back that matched the pistol taken from Trail's belongings. The next day, he drove to Chicago, where he killed 72-year-old and prominent real estate developer Lee Miglin. who Andrew had a previous relationship with. He bound Miglin's hands and feet and wrapped his face and head with duct tape. He then stabbed him more than 20 times with a screwdriver and slit his throat with a hacksaw. He stole his car and headed to New Jersey. 5 days later, he shot and killed William Reese, a caretaker at Finns Point National Cemetery, and took his truck. He then hid in plain sight in Miami, Florida for 2 months, using his skills for changing his appearance and ability to blend in. Finally, everything came to a head when on July 15th, Andrew Cunanan shot Gianni Versace on the steps of his Miami Beach mansion. A witness chased Andrew from the scene of the crime, but he was able to escape. Versace was Andrew's 5th murder in a 3-month period. Police were able to find Reese's stolen car, and inside was Andrew's clothes, a sealant passport, and newspaper clippings about his previous murders. The manhunt for Andrew Cunanan ended on a luxury houseboat in Miami Beach on July 23rd. Police surrounded the boat to find that Andrew had shot himself in the head with the same pistol he took from Jeffrey Trail, the same weapon he used on David Mattson, William Reese, and Gianni Versace. After the dust settled from Andrew's murder spree, experts indicated that he suffered from antisocial personality disorder and lacked empathy and remorse from all his years of deceit, crimes, and eventually, murder. To this day, his true motive for the murders are still unknown. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on July 16th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe. Thank you for listening to Morning Cup of Murder. This is a daily podcast that tells you what happened on this day in true crime history. In short, easy to listen to episodes that you can finish on your commute or while you enjoy your morning coffee. So make sure you check back every morning. My name is Karina. I am the creator and host. You can find Morning Cup of Murder on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I have also set up a Patreon where you can donate a small monthly contribution to the podcast. All those links are in the episode description. Thank you again, and have a wonderful day.